Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today for Native American Affairs. We are looking for a new host for this radio show. We prefer a Native American to be our host for Native American Affairs, someone who can bring on speakers who are also Native Americans so that we, your radio audience, can get an understanding of Native American culture and your issues and your triumphs. We want to know what's going right for you and what you would like to have go better for Native Americans. So we are looking for a new Native American host. First, we had Elizabeth Gaskins, and she was the host of Native American Affairs for a month or two. And then we had Shanupa Mani, and he was the host of Native American Affairs for at least 2 months. And now we need another Native American. Elizabeth Gaskins is from the Cherokee tribe, and Mr. Mani is from the Lakota Nation. Now, it doesn't matter what tribe you are from at all, but we would like for our host, for the Native Americans, to have a one people's concept regarding your fellow Native Americans, your fellow indigenous people, and to present programming that is substantially enriching to all Native Americans as well as our wider audience. So if you can suggest such a person, or if you feel that you are such a person, then please get in touch with us. My name is Mary Neal, and I am the host here at Human Rights Demand. We have a show already taped with Elizabeth Gaskins, who is of the Cherokee people. Now, I see that somehow, some way, we're back to just 30 minutes on the board. I don't know how in the world that happened. I deleted everything that was for only 30 minutes. I deleted it. And we're right back to 30 minutes on the board. I don't understand that. So that means we only have 15 minutes of live time left. That is to say that unless you call in and listen by phone at 347-857-3293. Again, that's 347-857-3293. You will need to wait until this show concludes to come and listen to the entire thing for the date of September 10th, 2014. It will be archived at Blog Talk Radio, and you can hear the whole tape, but you won't be able to hear the whole thing on your computer straight through right now. You will go off of computer on Blog Talk Radio, Human Rights Demand, in another 15 minutes. I do want to tell you, while I've got the Native Americans' attention, that I am not only the station manager here at Human Rights Demand, but I'm also director of assistance to the incarcerated mentally ill. And for our purposes, we include people who are drugs, they're addicted to drugs and alcohol. We include advocacy for them. And I want you to know that we are getting a lawsuit together to take to international court on behalf of people who need treatment rather than punishment for their mental illness and their drug and alcohol addiction. All people who are mentally ill or addicted to drugs and alcohol are entitled to treatment and not punishment in jails and prisons. That only enriches prison profiteers. That only enriches owners and stockholders in private prisons and jails. It does not help mentally ill or drug addicted and alcoholic people. It does not help their families or their communities to punish them. And so I want you to know it's a waste of money, and it's very harsh and very cruel. But I don't want to spend all of your time talking about that. Please look at an article at my blog, Dog Justice for Mentally Ill. Please do a search online for Amy, A-I-M-I, versus USA. We are taking the United States before the United Nations, and we're going to ask for two things. That is compensation for the cases that we bring where people have been deprived of treatment, and as a result, they wound up homeless long-term or in prison in harsh conditions, sometimes prison torture in solitary confinement, beaten, subjected to really harsh conditions that they couldn't deal with, prison suicides, as well as brutality in their communities because of their mental illness. We all heard about the teenage boys who bashed homeless people in the head in New Mexico recently because they were homeless, and the boys, these teenage boys, got a thrill from doing that. Some people have lost their children, and they've lost custody of their children because of long-term being deprived of their mental health treatment. And their children were removed from their homes. I understand that Native Americans have quite a problem as far as their children being removed from them. Again, my name is Mary Neal, and if you would like more information about that initiative, we're taking the USA to the United Nations regarding its refusal to treat people with mental health conditions and drug and alcohol conditions, and choosing instead to punish them. Mental illness has been criminalized, and so have drug and alcohol addictions been criminalized. And I feel it's primarily to enrich prison investors. That's Amy, A-I-M-I, versus USA. Put just a V-S. Amy, A-I-M-I, V-S, USA. And you should be able to reach more information about this legal action. So, thank you very much for your patience. And I'm going to put Ms. Gaskin's tape on right now so that you can hear from an elder in the Cherokee Nation. By the way, Ms. Gaskins has a new organization, and she has a website, and it has to do with PTSD. And I think that she's dealing primarily with Native Americans who have post-traumatic stress disorder. And what a great deal Native Americans have to go through being occupied and denied. Many people are experiencing problems because their tribes have not been recognized as being authentic Native American tribes, and so therefore they're not able to wear their, the men are not able to wear their hair long in certain settings, and they're not able to worship as they would if they were recognized. And so that causes stress, that and other things. A great many Native Americans live in dire poverty. And so we're aware of your circumstances from our talks with Elizabeth Gaskins, who's a Native American from the Cherokee, and with Shanupamani, who is a Lakota Indian, and also our good friend, Ms. Eagle Feather. That's Lynn Eagle Feather. I call her Lillian Eagle Feather. And she's on our show on Thursdays. And we ask you to tune in tomorrow to hear from Ms. Lynn Eagle Feather. So she's of the Sioux and Lakota, I believe. I know it's Lakota, but I think it's Sioux also of South Dakota. So let's give a listen to Ms. Elizabeth Gaskins. And I ask you again, if you have access to internet services on your cell phone or on a computer, or even if you have to go to the library, if you know someone who has experienced long-term homelessness, prisoner abuse, abusive, brutal police officers who may have hurt them or even killed the person because of untreated mental illness or drug addictions, then I ask you to please give me a call or an email. My personal telephone number is 678-531-0262. Again, that's 678-531-0262. And my email address is MaryLovesJustice. You run that all together. It doesn't matter what case you use, uppercase or lowercase, just write MaryLovesJustice@gmail.com and send me an email. I want to let you know that I was told today that emails that should come to me from Yahoo are being bounced back to the sender. So I suggest that you open a Gmail account. It's free. And then send me your email from Gmail. I've had a lot of difficulty communicating with people regarding their issues when one of us used Yahoo. And I found out about the problems with Yahoo security, and I stopped using it. So it would be better if you want your email to reach me if you open a Gmail account first, because it's free, and plus you get a whole web site to go along with it, free. So again, my email address is MaryLoves, L-O-V-E-S, justice@gmail.com. Let's listen to Ms. Gaskins now. As I said earlier, if you joined us on computer, your computer will close down off this show in 6 minutes. It will not happen again. We pay for 2 hours of programming. And somehow it keeps getting switched back to 30 minutes. So this is an issue I've taken up with Blog Talk Radio, and I will check into the problem, and hopefully we will have the full 2 hours next time. Not necessarily that we will use the whole 2 hours, but we will at least have that much time on air. Thank you very much. Here's Elizabeth Gaskins, an elder from the Cherokee Nation. This is a tape recording of Native American Affairs. Remember, I need a new host. Please call me or email me if you feel that you would like to do that, or you know someone who would be good at that. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Human Rights Demand. This is a brand new show. Today is our opening episode. It's going to be hosted by Ms. Elizabeth Gaskins. Elizabeth Gaskins is an elder in the Cherokee Nation. She is descended from the kings of that nation. And she is coming to talk to us about Native American affairs, not only for the Cherokee, but for any nation of indigenous people. And I think that she's on the line right now. She will be your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. with Native American Affairs, Free Men. Hello, Ms. Gaskins. How are you?
I'm great. Pleased to have me, Mary. Thank you. I'm so glad that you are hosting this new show discussing Native American affairs, Free Men. Why don't you tell us what Free Men means and then introduce yourself and just let people know what your show will be about and who to expect for guests on this show. But I would like for you to, when you were telling me what Free Men meant, I was having to set up the show at the same time. So I'd appreciate if you include information on that. And thank you for joining us, Elizabeth Gaskins.
Please. I'm Elizabeth Gaskins. I'm original Cherokee and Sinemaw, my father, mother. Mother was a Cherokee. My father was Sinemaw. I am a daughter, granddaughter of the war slaves during 1632 to the time they removed our family. Now, the Freemen are the blacks, the Creek Nation, Cherokee Nation, Choctaw Nation, Chippewa Nation. Those are your five civilized tribes. We sued America. Freemen sued the United States government to give back their rights as Cherokee Nation. In 2009, they won the lawsuit, and they were given back their enrollment and the dolls and the baker's book of the enrollment. The Cherokee Nation today does not let the original people of the slave removal time enroll in the dolls and the baker's enrollment. This is why we sued the United States Cherokee Nation, because they violated the true tribal people's rights to be sovereign in the United States as non-citizens. We're sovereign natives. And that's where the Freeman Organization won their rights in the United States. We just sued again Barack Obama, giving our land rights back. Millions of dollars was the cobalt lawsuit was done in 2013. I believe Barack Obama signed for them to rescind the land back to the tribes, the original tribes that was their land at one time during the 16 to 1800s, during the removal. And May the 23rd coming is when Andrew Jackson signed the treaty, the new Inuit Treaty with the Native Americans, and took all of the chiefs and massacred and murdered them. Started gathering all the Native American up and removing them off the land of the United States and putting them onto the reservation. Many went for Florida, your Cherokee Nation, your Choctaw Nation, were all removed from their land and murdered by the United States government people. People that came here and squatted on our land and took our land, but that treaty was never honored to this day. The Native American treaty has never been honored. Sinemaw
and
never
what
gave
were
up.
The provisions of that treaty? What did
what
that treaty
that,
do?
The treaty was, there was like the Constitution, it was to give us our rights to our land, and the land was to be protected and not what has been done today, the pollutions and indigenous ways. We wanted what was best for the people in the United States, the health and the well-being, the care. As it is today, it's not. It's not been honored. The treaty, if it was to be honored today.
And where is that land located? Where is that land, and specifically, where is that land located?
East and west of the Mississippi River. 40 million acres belonging to the Gaskin settlement of my family. We own 40 million acres of land. It was given to us by the Queen and King of England during the time of the 1632. My ancestors there in South Carolina was given 22,000 acres of land there in South Carolina, and then they had removed them off and went down to Florida and had 40 million acres in Gaskins, Florida. That was your Keokuk tribe, your Cherokee Nation.
And so these, did you say Gaskins, Florida?
There's Gaskins, Florida, Gaskins, Illinois, Gaskins, North Carolina, Gaskins, Virginia, Gaskins City.
And these are really named after your family. Your name is
correct.
Gaskins.
Correct.
So
we were
these
slaves
were
during
all
the
Indian lands.
Yes. That was given
and
to
they
us.
Were,
for the,
they
ahead,
were
ma'am.
Given to you in treaties.
Yes. There were land autonomies. We have land autonomies. They were like the queen. They were the queen's land, the king's land. When the Britain came here and England came and fought with the tribes, they gave the land to the back to the tribe people that were honorable. They were honorable with loyalty, and I'm a loyalty fam of the loyalty peoples of England and Britain that gave us back our land there in South Carolina, signed by the Queen and King of England. We have the Isles of Wight, the Ministry of Justice. My family have been in all the wars. There's not one war that the Gascons was never involved in.
So after the Revolutionary War that the settlers dishonored the treaty that was made with the King and Queen of England?
Yes, they still have dishonored today. It's still been dishonored. If the treaty
treaties made after the Civil War, were there treaties made with the new government here in America?
Yeah, there was 22 treaties signed, yes. Not one of those treaties has been honored.
Is that right?
That's correct.
What is the condition of your tribe now? What is the general condition of your people now? Do you have a reservation for the Cherokee at this point?
The Sinemaw have their reservation, but my family don't have theirs. It was destroyed. The original Sinemaw tribal nation reservation was there in Dade City, Florida, during the first massacre of the first Sinemaw War. That was the first, and then they moved them off of their land, and now they're down in Okefenokee, Florida, which would be Hollywood, Dade City, Fort Lauderdale, in that area. They would be there today. The ones that made
They have a reservation there?
Correct. They got that. I believe that was established in 1984. I'm not sure of the year. There are some of the reservations that are being returned now. The government, with Barack Obama signing, have been returned back to some of the tribes, have gotten their settlements back. Now, the Creek, I don't believe they have theirs. I don't believe the Choctaw, the Sinemaw, and the Cherokee have their reservation. The Sinemaw have a reservation, but I don't believe the Creek do. And I don't know about, I'm really not sure of all the other reservations because they're so spread out and we have so many native cultures today. They're not actually the five tribes. So it's confusing for me how many reservations we do have in the United States. A lot of them are not real Native American people that were actually should have rights to the treaty and have them casinos. They're not, and their reservations, they're not entitled to have that by the treaty signing. That's why I'm saying the treaty was mismanagement of the treaty.
So now your people are of the Cherokee Freeman group, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Now, explain to us the difference between the Cherokee Freeman and the regular Cherokee.
The Cherokee Freeman are the blacks. They were intermixed with the Sinemaw and the Cherokee and all the five civilized tribes. They intermixed with us, they intermarried, and they became their Creek Nation.
So the Freemen, the Cherokee Freemen are more of a mixture of all the different five civilized tribes.
No, they could be a Sinemaw, Sinemaw, Black Sinemaws, or the Cherokee Sinemaw, which would be the Creek. But mainly the Creek was more of your slaves, and that was your Creek. That's your Blackfoot. The Creek Nation was there in Alabama and North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. That's where your Creek came in from. That was your Tecumseh's people and Shawanoa's people. Tecumseh was
so
the
now
Creek.
When you say black, are you saying that they were black, like black-skinned?
Yes. Yeah. They lived on the plantations with us, reservations. And they lived there with us freely. The Freemans lived there, and they were we were intermixed, and we lived there on the reservations and plantations together. And then the government came in and started taking and removing them, the blacks as well as the Cherokee and the Sinemaw and the Creek Nation, Choctaw, Chippewa Nation.
Let me ask you, were the black Native Americans, were they black from being mixed with escaped Africans, or were there indigenous black people here in America?
Well, in 1504, Mary, in 1492, in 1504, they come back to America, and the blacks came here, and they was there in Virginia, Maryland, in the 13 colonies. They came there, so they were a part of our nation. The blacks were here when Christopher Columbus came. The blacks came in 1504, and they've been here in America since. The Hispanics came then after, and they fought with the black and the Cherokee Nation. And the Hispanics said that the Florida belonged to Ponce de Leon, and no, that's not true. That's a false light statement about the Native American Seminoles. No Hispanic lived there. The blacks and the Native Seminoles were there. Runaway Seminole means runaway slave. That's what that means.
Okay. This is really interesting history. It is really interesting history. Now, I was told about the black Native Americans called black Indians. And it was my understanding that some of the black Indians, the Indians had various cultures, various languages, and various skin colors. And that some Indians were absolutely red. I've seen pictures. And that some Indians were absolutely dark-skinned, like black people. And that some Indians, that there was a variation in complexion among the Indians, but that there were always black Indians here, even before the slave trade. Is that true or not true in your understanding?
That would be a true statement, Mary. They were here. Blacks were here.
So even before the slave trade, there were black Indians already living in America. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Wow. Well, go ahead and tell us whatever you want us to know about the Cherokee Freemen and about any other Native American group and what your struggles are and what your hopes are. Go ahead and just give us a presentation on what's going on now as far as you know it.
Well, right now, if you've ever been to a reservation, they're very poor today. Our Native people live very poor, one of the poorest people in this country. I don't understand why our government don't give monies to the Native tribes here. We're not taught in our schools the true beliefs of our culture, our beliefs. There's been so much acrylics, everything like Chinese-made Native American artifacts. That's why we don't want anyone symbolizing our tribes, our people, our Native culture, because it's been so extinct today that no one really knows what a Native American culture really is. They don't know they don't know anything. So the school education doesn't understand, the government doesn't understand. We had our own beliefs, we had our own language. Our women took care of the reservation and the men's affairs. The men went out and took care of their things, and we took care of our children. It's very important that our girls and boys are very well taken care of in this government. We never took away our children and put them into adoption homes and foster homes. The government did all this to us. The government has continued their pattern of abuse to the Native tribes and the black culture and all the Native people that are here, the original five civilized tribes. They've continued to never honor the treaties. If we were to go and listen to what the Native people have taught, we taught the people when they came here how to grow and how to produce. If we were to listen to the Native people and we were to come back and bring America back to our country and start using Native herbs that we have in our growing in our United States, we have our our cattails can grow for that can grow many things the cattail can do in this government. People don't even know hemp, cannabis. It's grown for making clothes, oil, fibers, makeup, you name it. It doesn't have animal product in it. Something we've made animal the our Procter and Gamble and all of our medical companies and pharmaceutical companies don't listen to the native people, our shaman, our medicine women, and they don't understand that we are gifted, we are here, we the original people that have knowledge of what we're supposed to be doing because our ancestors speak to us, our people tell us things, and we know things are going to happen to native, real true native people see things, they're very able to like know what's going to happen. We don't have no control because our government is in control of all. America's not going to make it if we don't slow down, clean our waters up, get rid of the Monsanto out of our foods, get our kids back where they should be and teach them the original days like it was back in the day, plant some trees, learn how to teach your children how to grow something, eat right. America can make it. Quit spending so much money on everything you want, all this material stuff, and start putting America back together. Stop having foreign countries bring their products in here and selling it to us. We don't need that.
Well,
there's so many things I
know
can
that
say.
Environmental concerns have always been very precious.
Something I wanted
to
you to know.
Native American people. The Mother Earth was always precious, and I know the Native Americans don't believe in taking more than is needed from Mother Earth, and you believe in protecting it. And I realize what you're saying about Native Americans have a deep spiritual connection that allows them to have an understanding about certain things that other people have tuned out their spiritual side, but Native Americans are tuned into their spiritual side to the point that there's much to be learned.
I wanted you to know this, Mary. In the earlier days with the Native American colors, you was talking about the skin color, they had taken the black, and this is going to shock a lot of people on the show right now, but they use their skin for tanning, for hide. They would cut their skin off and hang it to hide and wear their skin.
So they would kill the black Native Americans and remove their skin and
correct.
Use your skin like you would the skin of a cow for
that's,
leather.
That's correct. And you see things very, you probably wouldn't find but maybe a handful of Native American skin that were actually black people's skin that was tanned. I got some myself. I don't touch, but I have skin where you can feel it, and it is of a Native, it was of a Native person. It was a purse that I have that was made back in the times of 1700s, 1800s, I would say late 1800s. I've let a few people see, and they just want to get sick to their stomach to know that America would do such a horrible thing to the black folks. And they hung them. They hung the men and women them days. They always thought that the blacks were into witchcraft and Wiccan, but really they wasn't. They came over here from Africa and their country, and they had their own beliefs. And we believe what they believe because a lot of your blacks are indigenous believers. I mean, they believe in... when a lot of your blacks are now seeing that they are part Native American. I have a lot of people from foreign countries contacting me and asking me, are they Cherokee or Seminole descendants because they resemble our tribal people. And yes, they are. If you look down into our lineage, if you check really deep into the lineage, they would probably be one of the slaves that were moved out of the United States and sold during the sex trade. They are descendants of our tribe, and they're in different countries. I have a friend that's from Trinidad that came here to the United States, and she's a descendant of my family's tribe, the Cherokee Nation, that she's a black girl and her hair is long and straight and don't get curly, and she always wondered why her hair was always long. I said, because you're Cherokee. And she's now learning about her culture and who her really identity is and her lineage and her people. And sure enough, I told her the Vaughns family are Cherokees, and she's related to my family, the Vaughns in Trinidad. And they were taken over there during the slave time in 1504, sold to their country. And there's a lot of Cherokees in Trinidad today. And a lot of your Hispanics, there are part black and they're part Cree, and they're Cherokee and Seminole. They did mix with the black and the Seminole nation, the Hispanics did. And some of them are now a part of our nation. But in the beginning, they were not here. They came here and stole the land, as well as the others did. But the blacks were here with us. They were already here. Because what it is, Mary, is when you're in a different climate of the United States, your skin tone gets darker. You know, people
right.
in Florida are darker than the people in the Midwest or the North, you know, in Florida, Georgia, because your climate there is so much hotter and heater, your skin will be so much darker. If I was to live in Florida right now today, I would be so brown, you would think I was mixed. But I'm not. I'm Cherokee, but my skin is real dark in the sun. I'm down there in the South. So
you
a
know,
lot
I'm
of your...
thinking about my mother's father, and he was about anywhere between 5 and 8 years old when the Civil War ended. And he was, my mother, I think, was a part of his second family. In other words, he was 60 when he married my mother's mother. So I think that he possibly had had other children who had grown up by then, but we're not sure. Anyway, my mom asked her, I said, Mama, what did your father tell you about slavery? What did he tell you about an ocean voyage? I know that he probably didn't come over on the ships from Africa, but maybe the slaves would discuss an ocean voyage. So what did he tell you about some of his elders in the ocean voyage? And she said, he didn't tell us anything about it. And I said, well, where did he tell you that he came from? And she said, he told us that his family was always here. I was taken aback by that there were no stories in his settlement about an ocean voyage or of any kind. He told his children that his family were always here.
That's true.
And he taught them how to fish without fishing rods and how to hunt without, you know, the normal things. And, you know, it's just very interesting that he told them that they were always here and that he knew some of the things, the skills that I knew that Native Americans have.
We have a lot of things that a lot of people don't use in our tribe, on our reservation. Native American don't smoke cigarettes. We don't drink. A lot of them do now, the other different tribals, but in the Cherokee Nation, it's prohibited alcohol on the reservation. They do get out and get alcohol. Some of the tribals, it's sad. But there is a law in the treaty that was writ that if you give a Native American alcohol, you can be fined up to $100,000 for giving that Native person that alcohol because it's poison to us, including the black person. It's a $100,000 fine, United States government, to ingest that. No one's ever challenged that law in the tribes. Alcohol has become a big-time problem. Then the government going to arrest you for public intox and nobody got hurt. Well, the government's all messed up because the law, the Constitution, says that you must be an injured party at all times. If there's no injured party, there's no cause. There's no reason to be bothering anybody. We're free to go. That's where your treaties were, and them are not being honored today. Our police states, that's bogus. That's so bogus to have a police state and our police be beating up folk and our prison industry. Oh, no, 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 no. America, no, no, no. This is not what our treaty was about. That's slavery. That's bringing people from foreign countries and putting them in an environment where they were not supposed to be. This is not good. You built your prisons on our burial grounds in America is what our prisons are at. Right now today they're on the reservations that were once time a reservation. They are sitting there on them today. That's why a lot of your prisons...
Is that right? Please say that again. I never heard that. Say it again.
Your prison systems were... They took the burial grounds, the reservations that were once here at one time, and especially in Illinois. If you look into the history of Illinois, in southern Illinois, where Centralia is, that used to be a reservation there. All that land there has a prison there. There's as Springfield used to be a reservation. Abraham Lincoln destroyed that reservation, run them all out of there. In southern Indiana, in Gaskin City, Illinois. Indiana is another one. Ohio is another one. That's where your Choctaw is. A lot of your Choctaw are over there in Ohio. Prison there. Used to be an old prison war camp. They built that on a reservation. A lot of your Mormon, your churches are built on their mounds. They're built on mounds. A lot of your mounds have been destroyed today. The United States has allowed them to people, the archaeologists and the people, to go and disturb the Native American that were murdered on land that people own today, and it's a $100,000 fine to destroy a burial site. And today, my family's burial site, the Gaskins, is completely destroyed. You'll not see not one of our graves there in Florida. They're gone. My last name is completely distinct. Gaskins doesn't mean anything to the United States, but they were one-time loyalty people here in the Native American culture. The Constitution is so mismanaged, just like the Native American affairs are mismanaged.
And I read recently that up to 35% of Indian children have been removed from their families and from their reservations. 35% of Native American children were removed and put in foster care. Did that happen also to the Cherokee? They didn't distinguish in my reading that they didn't distinguish which tribes that affected. Did it affect your people?
All the tribes, Mary. It include your Lakota, and you know, also the Native American women are your, and also your black women are your first to be raped in the United States more than a white woman would be.
Yes.
It's the highest up in the country. Black women and Native American women are raped in this country, and those laws have not done anything about it. And just like removing of the children too. We fought the government just not too long ago with Baby Valencia, and she was returned back to the family. My daughter, they took her baby away, and the judge here where I live at had found out that I was Elizabeth Gaskins, and I had already entered my parents and showed him why I'm a Cherokee Nation, and I'm the clerk of the court, the chiefest of the Yokuk tribe. You know, I explained this to the judge: give back the baby, or I'm going to sue the state of Illinois for illegal kidnap and violations of the United States laws to the tribe under Title 25. And they returned my grandson, my one grandson, my daughter, back. The judge did here, but that was because the Baby Valencia case was there too. But Mary, it doesn't matter. It's not only the Native American children are being removed. It's all a lot of. I believe that the government knows that there's some Native American in some of those children in that foster system, and they're snapping up on him. Whether they be Black, Cherokee, they be Creek Nation, the Choctaw Nation, the Seminole Nation, they're trying to wipe out that five civilized tribes nation by taking the children and putting them in white foster homes, which is not supposed to be. That should have never happened in this country. Whoever started that in the government.
What excuse did they give to remove your grandchildren? What excuse did they give? What reason?
Well, the state has this environmental dangerous, and that because my daughter smoked cannabis, and my daughter has a disability where she's entitled to have cannabis. We've already showed that cannabis does not hurt a baby. nor does it hurt any human being. It's just like an herb that you'd be eating out of your food. Our food's more harmful than cannabis is. Tell you the truth, it is, because they put stuff in our food. My daughter's child away because she smoked cannabis. Well, the state of Illinois sued Lori Burris versus the Department of Children and Family Services in this state, and that's been a case since 1980s with the removal of the children. But environmental dangerous, that's where they took over thousands, I think 200,000 children were taken to the state of Illinois and put in a foster home here since the 80s. I haven't got track of all the number of children been taken in this state, Mary.
Wow.
We won that case in Illinois is being sued right now. Lisa Madigan got sued, Attorney General here. She got sued by Lori Morris, and all they gave that poor girl was $150,000. It took her two children from her because the stepdad done something to the baby. It wasn't Lori's fault. And then the second baby, I don't want to talk what he did to the child. That's Lori, left Lori to say what he done to her baby. Lisa Madigan and the Department of Children and Family Services took that girl's baby away from her and alienated defection with both those children. That's not supposed to be going on either. The Supreme Court ruled that in the siblings, if there's one or more siblings that are blood direct descendants, you're not allowed to adopt them out to nobody. Nor you're supposed to allow the families come first. Well, that's no longer going on anymore either. Family Strengthening Coalition's gone. Families First Program's gone. All these programs that were here one time that worked with, like the Welcome Wagon and all these things, are no longer existing in America. They've got the Department of Children and Family Services, some warlord up there taking the babies away for profit and selling them possibly to other countries. Don't know. They could be using them for human, putting chips in them, and who knows what they're doing. But half of your children in the foster home today are raped, boy or girl. They're raped. They're actually sexually abused in those homes. They never tell about it. Even the foster dads are child molesters. Some of the moms are child molesters. I've many cases in Illinois where I could name names of child molesters that were convicted, were foster parents and had their license and beat these foster kids up. It's a system that's gone wrong, and no child should be taken from a family and adopted out. I don't care who their family is. We're supposed to be helping this family. You know, Mary, I think today everybody religious and they believe that Lord Jesus Christ, what's God going to tell half these women in the foster system and the judges when they face them off? All these women are going to hide their face in shame and won't even be able to look at the Lord for what they did to another woman's child.
It's nothing but a vagabond.
She'll be called a vagabond, and the father will tell her, depart from me, you curse of a wickedy, I know you not. You took that child away. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he said, love my children. Jesus loved the little children. Don't hurt my children. He said, it's better to cast the millstone around your neck and drop you to the sea, judge, for you to hurt any more of our children. There are people out there fasting today. When people fast, and they give up, and they're going to give to the Creator or their Lord, their Savior. I don't care who you serve. I don't care if it's the mud outside in the yard. If you want to stomp it all day long, so be it. It's your right to believe. I'm a free-faced woman. I believe any religion you can have. If you believe in the Creator or God or Allah or Buddha or whoever you want to believe in, Satan himself, you want to believe in you want to believe Jehovah, you want to believe in Judas, so be it. It's your right to believe. That's your right. Our fundamental right.
Absolutely.
As long as you're not hurting nobody and you're believing that way, fine. A lot of this stuff about this war, Mary, I don't believe half that phony baloney stuff. The government is the ones backing all. If the government would come and kill all the Native Americans off and put us on a reservation, you don't think they'd put a bomb up in this United States people? What did Bill Clinton do to Waco? He sent a bomb over there to kill all those babies. Him and his wife, Hillary and Bill, murdered all those children in Mount Carmel. And he knew there was children in that building with David Kirsch and all of them. He didn't. He should have investigated. The FBI should have known before they went in there and bombed that building. And that was a direct terrorist attack on every one of them babies. Did he ever reconciliate for what he'd done to the Kirsch family? No, absolutely not. Mr. Clinton has never... Him and Janet Reno, nor his wife, have ever met reconciliation of that family. Another one, Columbine. what they do with Columbine, Mark Taylor, another shooting. Sandy, you know, there was murders that happened back in the day that they don't even speak about to this day, Mary. And also in New York, there used to be boarding homes where they would put the black children and the native children and keep them in boarding schools and try to segregate the states, you know, the people, blacks from the Cherokee and all the five civilized tribes. They keep them separated and put all the white kids in their school. You know how it was with Rosa Parks. She couldn't even go down the street, ride on the bus because of the whites. St. Martin Luther King, another one. John Kennedy, another one. John Kennedy said equality for all rights. John Kennedy was a direct blood descendant of my family, the Gaskins, the Lee family. John Kennedy was a Native American himself. So a lot of the things in this world, in our government, and our people coming here, we got immigrants. We got so many people that don't even have identity. We don't even know who is in America. And that's where our police department and our power should be working. We should have given out, instead of prevention, we should have prevention police, not police officers. They should be preventing things happening, not making things happen. It should be prevention, and they should get a prevention paycheck. Sorry, they're not above the law. Our government's not supposed to be above none of us. We all pay taxes, and that tax money was supposed to go back to the Native American people for the land to sit on it. Never happened. It was used for all these wrongful things going on in our country.
Wow. I tell you, listening to you, I am learning in this first broadcast, I am learning so much information. I never knew that John F. Kennedy had Native American blood. I never knew most of the things that you have rattled off today, just as a matter of course. I had no knowledge of it. I'm sure that our audiences are going to be greatly enriched in their knowledge, not just of Native American history, but American history, period, to listen to your shows every week at Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will host this show. You will bring guests on to discuss whatever matters you wish, and you will enlighten us about the Native American issues and freemen. And we so much appreciate you, Elizabeth Gaskins, coming forward to speak up and speak out regarding all of these matters, and can see where we're going to greatly benefit by your knowledge. And I thank you so much for doing this. Let me ask you, what is your reason for wanting to have a radio show and speak to the public about Native American issues and freedom?
The truth needs to be told, what really American history is all about and what it was. At one time, we don't even have it in our school books. Nobody knows what anything about Native American today. They're all thirsty and hungry for our tribal people. They're interested in it. As more powwows that we have and gathering our people, Mary, I see a lot of folks come up to me from all different walks of life and ask me questions. Elizabeth, you're a rural Native woman. I say, yes, I am. And they know. And they honor me. They respect me. And a lot of people are hungry for our culture, our dancers. And you know, Mary, our little dancers, I want people to know this, our tribal dancers, when they go and travel to these different powwows, they don't get paid but a little bit of nickel and dime from the dancers get paid a little nickel and dime for what they do there. They dance for the spirit of our Mother Earth. And when an eagle feather falls to the ground, or one of the dancers is dancing, that eagle feather falls, we must stop immediately and pray. That's very serious. Very serious. Ceremonials are supposed to go on from the east out to the south side. Different traditions that we have during ceremonial time, they don't even say these things in the powwows. Last year I done a powwow up in the Quad Cities here, and there was 5,000 folks showed up at the powwow. Beautiful. Beautiful powwow they had. And it was, see all the beautiful costume and the regalia and the dancers and joining of our two people. And we have intertribal dances. We ask people like yourself or anyone from any country to come in and dance with us. And we bring them in. But we are not teaching traditional ways of our tribal people. And that's what Nia America needs to understand and learn about traditional ways. Sitting down at the table with your family. Give your family 15 minutes of your time. That's important. Eat with your family. Do something with your family. Love your children. Stop giving these babies away. Children not for sale. Our government is wrong. I don't even want to be a part of the government myself anymore. It hinders my spirit to see all the corruptions going on. And I'm 55 years old, and I've lived my life of seeing everything. My family, Mary, hid my family's identity from me in fear of we'd be murdered and massacred. Because of Gaskin's family, we're all murdered and massacred. There's very few of us left of the true Gaskin's family. There's just a handful of us.
Wow.
I'm thankful that everyone listen to me, and I hope what I say to folk that if they don't believe me, go check on the internet. It's all history, free information. You can check out Gaskins, check out who I am, check out the Freemans. I'm for real. I don't have a reason to false story anyone. It's the truth, and everyone needs to be educated. Our school systems, our government, everybody needs to be educated about really what's going on in this country. Who were the first people here? Why are we all running around here doing all these crazy things? These kids are not taught right. If our children were taught education right, I believe half these school kids would get along with one another and having all these bombings and shootings. We wouldn't have that going on.
If they were taught right, if they were taught respect for themselves, respect for their elders, and respect for Mother Earth, if they were taught the meaning of brotherhood, if they were taught that it's not in the accumulation of things, but it's in loyalty, friendship. Oh, wow, Elizabeth, you are so right about that.
We need unity
back
in this.
Absolutely right. And I thank you. You know, we're running out of time today. But I want you to know that it has truly been educational, and I ask everybody to please get the link to this broadcast, which is Elizabeth Gaskin's debut broadcast. She will be back every Wednesday at 3 p.m. to have her show. And her show right now it's called Native American Issues Freeman. If we change the name, we'll let you know. But that's the name of the show for today, Native American Issues Freeman. And we so much appreciate you coming on and sharing with us, Elizabeth. And we can see that we're going to learn so much from our time with you every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Would you like to have another word? We're about to go off the air.
I walk in the spirit, and I got 9 fruits of my spirit. I talk
walk
to you about the spirit. I walk in the spirit. I'm very spiritual, indigenous, and I want everyone to ask me questions instead of me talk. I'd like for them to ask me questions. I feel more comfortable.
Well, you do very well.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Elizabeth Gaskins, Native American Affairs. I want you to know that she has a new role. She has a new website. She's promoting public awareness of the PTSD Foundation. And her website is called PTSD SWAT. PTSD SWAT.com. So in order to find it online, you type in http://www.PTSD.com. www.ptsdswat.com. And the essence of civilization is social contract, and the commitment to foster beneficial relationships between all members of the community. When that concept overrides or is overridden by limited special interests, society suffers and civilization becomes less civil. The rights of the individual and the preservation of society must be continually balanced to assure mutual benefit. We seek to educate and encourage the public to promote responsible and effective citizenship in the community and the world at large. Number two, discover and promote new solutions to significant social problems. Number three, promote and support those individuals, groups, and organizations that elevate the spirit of humankind and that encourage a peaceful, just, an environmentally sustainable world. And number four, promote cultural activities that further a more enlightened and ethical society. Your support is welcome. And the website goes on to say that you can help us by, number one, letting your friends know about the website, www.ptsdswat.com. Getting other websites to link to the websites or parts therein. Number three, send us donations. Number four, letting us know what you think about our articles and videos. And number five, by sending us material and suggestions. You can contact Elizabeth Gaskins, an elder in the Cherokee tribe that you just heard speak on a pre-recorded tape. She's the director, and her email address is egaskins38@gmail.com. Advocacy services in the nature of promoting public awareness of the need for addressing issues of concern to Native Americans, namely spiritual rights, cultural rights, treaty rights, political rights, legal rights, and the promoting of the interests of Native Indians by the development and administration of programs in the fields of American Indian spiritual rights, cultural rights, treaty rights, political rights, legal rights, and social rights in the Class 35, USCLS 100, 101, and 102. The PTSD Foundation is a nonprofit organization with the primary goal to inform the public and promote social improvement. Visit the website www.ptsdswat.com. Empowerment Group, HTM. Empowerment Group, period, HTM. And that was an announcement that I just placed on that blog where I make free public announcements. And that blog is called Human Rights Events by Mary Loves Justice. Please look it up. It will probably be the one of the top blogs, the ones that are on top. Look for it. I call it Native Americans Help for PTSD. Help for PTSD. Everybody who has any type of problem like PTSD, alcoholism, drug addiction, and whatever else, the brain is an organ, and sometimes brains get sick like kidneys or your heart or any other organ. I want you to know that it is wonderful to reach out for the help that's available, for the information that is available, for sharing and having someone to talk to, someone who cares and might be able to direct you in whatever problem you're experiencing. Also, when you replay this tape, you will again hear me let you know that Amy, Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill, has we have planned an international court action against the USA for withholding treatment to people who are mentally ill or drug or alcohol addicted. Withholding treatment leads to homelessness, brutal arrest, long-term solitary confinement, in prison. It leads to all of that because without treatment, mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions end up being criminalized for people who are poor or middle class, even though for very wealthy people who can afford private treatment, they still consider these things when it's a wealthy person, especially if it's a famous and wealthy person. They consider mental illness and drug and alcohol addiction to be an illness. But for you and I, we found that mental illness for our relatives is considered a crime, and it's handled like a crime. And we disagree with that, and that's why I invite you again to look online for Amy, A-I-M-I, versus USA. Amy, A-I-M-I, versus USA in international court. International court. Yes, we're taking this matter out of the United States court system because we have found through experience over years that many of our courts are headed by individuals who are prison investors and are not interested in decriminalizing mental illness and drug alcohol treatment. So thank you very much for joining us today. I will go ahead and say goodbye to you. I'm sorry you were not able to call in today. The show normally should be scheduled for 2 hours. For some reason, it was scheduled for only 30 minutes on live air. That is wrong. I deleted every show that was scheduled for just 30 minutes, and I did that Monday. Today is Wednesday, and this one was again scheduled for only 30 minutes. How disappointing. How very disappointing. So thank you again. God bless you. Please visit the PTSD SWAT. PTSD SWAT. That's for Native Americans, and I'm sure knowing Elizabeth Gaskins, its director, and her invitation goes out to everyone. So she welcomes everyone. Everyone is welcome. PTSDSWAT.com. Thank you and have a good day.